All right. Random thought. Pastor Jamal Bryant is right.
Oh, boy.
What the church needs now is weed.
This is how we start the show, huh?
Exactly.
Oh, boy. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rood.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 113. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Indeed. And, you know, speaking of review, man, so got a shout out, Khadij, right? Because, let's see here, so just, if I can get my phone unlocked. You know, usually the face thing works all the time, and then the one time you need it to, it doesn't.
Maybe it's your face.
I set myself up for that.
You did.
Damn it. She said, I've been listening to you guys the past 2 weeks, every chance I get. I went back to season one, and I have to say I've enjoyed every moment. I'm on episode 40 now, and I'm spreading the word about the podcast. Bless you both. Please keep up the great work. Thank you. No. Thank you.
Thank you. Definitely.
The fact that you went back and listened from episode one, no, seriously.
She's seen the evolution, though.
Yes. Exactly.
There's that. She's seen the evolution of the podcast, so I think that's great.
And it's, what an evolution it's been.
It has.
So you're over here talking about this Pastor Jamal Bryant. What the hell is going on, man?
So Pastor Jamal Bryant, I believe he's in Atlanta's New Birth Missionary Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. And he was on a podcast and said that he wanted to bring weed. They have a very large territory. He wants to grow cannabis. And I want to quote him here. He says, "The call is not to bring people to smoke at church. The call is to bring people to church so they can catch on fire." That's when you normally hear the organ and all that. Dun, dun, dun. But it's an interesting concept that, you know, he wants to be able to have a farm where they grow cannabis and be able to sell cannabis, and not just for the people that want to get high, but also for the healing properties that's in hemp. And I'm like, you know what? I'm all for this.
Okay. You did say this was in Georgia, right? In the
yep.
state of Georgia, where
yep.
weed is still illegal?
Right.
So the church wants to do illegal activity. Explain to me how this works.
Well, it's not the first time churches have done illegal activity. Let's just go there for a second.
Touché.
But he even says, he goes, "I'm looking for people who smell like weed." No, really. New Birth is the largest land-owning black church in America. Mm-hmm. So my position to my deacons is, why are we not raising cannabis? You know, I'm teaching them farming. I'm helping them to enhance the ecosystem. So, you know, it's not a bad idea. You know, the cannabis industry produces job creation and wealth creation, so he says, which it does, not legally, but it does, at least in the states it is legal, but it's not taxed. So I'm like, you know what? That's not a bad gimmick.
Let us now read from the book of hemp.
I mean, you talk about feed my sheep. You have a lot of people leaving church hungry. You know, if you don't have a job, the church can help teach you a side hustle. Maybe before Wednesday night Bible study, they have come in 30 minutes earlier. We're going to be doing a blunt rolling class just to show you how to do it. I mean, it's not bad. And here's what's very interesting that he said. He said that this year we have won 2,371 souls to Christ with no cannabis. Mm-hmm. So his thought is to go after all these people that he can't win. But I'm like, wait a minute. Some of your congregation probably does some cannabis. I mean, let's be honest. There's some of us that do it for recreational uses. Some people do it for the cataracts, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's a bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just not understanding how this goes with the church. I mean, what is he going to do? Replace communion? You know, no more wine. Everybody come up for a puff, puff, pass instead of wine and crackers. I mean, what are we doing here? It just does not mix. It's like oil and water, okay? I mean, even if it becomes legal in the state, you're going to sell it? So now you're selling.
Sell it. I mean, imagine the offering plate comes to you. You tell the usher, hey, here's 100. 60 is for the church. That's my tithe and offering. For 40, I need 4 brownies.
I'm going to tell you what. You thought church service was long before.
Exactly. Well, I'm curious to see what it's going to be like, because now you can have that church when the spirit gets going, the organ's playing, people running around. Mm-hmm. Now you can see people just zoned out, just chilling.
Right.
Yeah, preach, pastor.
You know what, though? This may be genius, because if weed makes you forget stuff, he can pass that offering plate around a number of times. You know what? You may be onto something here.
True. You think about, like, I grew up Catholic, and so, you know, you had to do, you give your confession, and so in the Catholic Church, they tell you to do so many Hail Marys or whatever. Now imagine at his church, it's like, what'd you do? That's some bad stuff. Take a hit of that. Forget all about it. God forgives you, but I don't forgive the fact that you still owe me $20 from last week.
Pay up. Well, text that ass one more time.
And the next step is you build a restaurant in the church. So when you get done with the service, there's wings, there's burgers, all that good greasy food after you've had some edibles. I think it's a win-win. This dude is trying to help solve the wealth gap. Mm-hmm. Your frat brother, visionary.
Well, you know, I mean, that's what we do. Since you put it that way, you know, good job, frat. You know, there are a lot of people who are saying good job as well to President Biden as we move to politics as usual. Brittany Griner, back home. And, you know, of course, expected the right to have a lot to say as the exchange was made for her and Victor Bout, known as the Merchant of Death. I think what almost surprised me even more so was the number of people who were mad as hell that there was actually an exchange of prisoners for a person of color. How often does this happen? We've always heard comedians make jokes of, you know, terrorists don't take black prisoners because they know they're just not. We've got five black, you know, you remember those jokes. We've all remember those jokes. And here we have one that was exchanged, and there are people who are upset about this. Why?
Well, I think it's a very crazy argument to me, because the argument is we have a Marine that is still kept in captivity, but we're going to free this basketball player who apparently hates America because she took a knee. And so she thus hates the whole country, which is not true. And as I read through the comments, and I even had friends, I wanted to like comment on their deal, and I was just like, let it go. Just let it go. Because it's not like they said, okay, President Biden, you have a choice, this Marine or the ball player. And Biden was like, well, shit, I got to go with Brittany. I got a lot of pressure on me right now. I'll take the ball player.
She covers a lot of bases.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't like it was like it was an NBA draft. Game, well, you know, she's good for 20 points. I've not seen that Marine play.
People haven't been dunking in the WNBA since she's been taken. So, you know, we're going to need her back. Attendance has been down.
Right. I thought it was just a crazy argument. And then you even looked up like, okay, this prisoner, that's a Marine. Why is he a prisoner?
Well, so he said he was in Russia on for a wedding, right? And then coming to find out, he was captured with a flash drive. That flash drive had some secrets on it. He said he was set up by a Russian, and they handed him what he thought was a flash drive with pictures on it. Apparently, he never checked the flash drive, right? But here's the thing about wheeling it, because everybody's going, well, how do you leave a Marine behind for a basketball player? How do you do this? How do you do? Nobody asked, because they've been calling him a former Marine. There's no such thing as a former Marine. Marine will tell you they're Marines, period, right? Now, he did serve in the Marine Corps from 2003 to 2008, but, and not diminishing his job there, because he was an administrative clerk, that's not a problem. The problem is he was dishonorably discharged for larceny and other lesser offenses after being found guilty of trying to steal $10,000. Does that not sound like the prerequisite to being a spy?
Well, here's the deal. I can't speak to that being a prerequisite for a spy, but one thing I can say is you and I have traveled out of the country. Not once has somebody handed me a flash drive and said, hey, hold this. And I'm like, oh, thanks. Let me put this in my pocket and keep it on me. No, there's more to that story. And I think that's the point here is that there's a lot of stuff that the U.S. population doesn't know about this story. That's and we just can't right assume there. That Biden just picked Griner because she can ball. Right. You know, there's a lot more to the story of why this person's not out. I don't know it all. And I would love to see every troop come home. And we know when you're dealing with Putin, he's not the type that's going to be like, well, let's give them both. Why not? Yeah. Let's let it go. You know, I just don't think that's the message that people should have walked away with on that, in my opinion.
It's, you know, the thing that got me about it a lot, too, was the fact that you had a lot of people on the right. Well, Trump would have never. You do know that he was taken while Trump was in office, right? So Trump had the ability to call his partner, Putin, and get him back if that was the case. If he's got this power to go grab people so much, then so be it, right? So those on the right who are constantly going on that, I think, were a little misinformed. And I think people on the other side are like, oh, why this person instead of this person? Just like you said, you don't know what's happening.
Right.
Biden didn't say, all right, well, we'll do a one-for-one. We'll give you the guy that's the merchant of death, and that's it.
Now, I will agree that no one should go to a country like Russia and bring weed with them just in case, because they want to hang out. I agree, they shouldn't. But also, no one should be 9 months in a penal colony because they had a little bit of weed.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't make sense for any, even if she wasn't a ball player, if she was someone who put the cheese on the nachos at the Lakers Staples Center and just happened to go to a trip in Russia and they had a little bit of weed on her, I would want Biden to try to get that person back equally right. to Griner.
Yep. And you see here, Gina says, even Whelan's family said they agreed to bring one person home rather than none. Because just like you said, the negotiation, Putin was going, well, you know, if you give two, then we got to give two and we got to give this. And no, he was like, one or none. Right?
Right. No, I agree with that. You know, again, I blame the WNBA. If you pay your players more, they don't have to go to Russia to play ball. They could have made their money here in the U.S. WNBA's fault. Just like the education system, you pay teachers more. They don't have to go on OnlyFans and eventually lose their job.
Coming back up.
That's right.
You are not going to leave that OnlyFans teacher alone. Oh my God!
Have
you?
No, I'm just saying I agree with her situation. If she was paid well, she wouldn't have to put up those crappy videos on Twitter and lose her job.
I will say this though, one of the things Biden said when they did the press conference was, "Know the rules of where you're going," and it's a great point. Understand the laws, because in this country, just because you don't know the laws, there's no reason that they'll let you off because you broke the law. So when you go overseas, keep that in mind. Biden still up in the news for one of his officials doing something crazy, though. What's happening here? And apparently this is all about travel, because what happened in this case?
Again, pay your officials more. They don't have to do this kind of stuff. So, okay, so apparently Sam Brenton, who's a non-binary nuclear waste official in the Biden administration, he's in the news because apparently they have him on video stealing property at an airport, stealing luggage.
Yeah.
And within the luggage, it was jewelry and stuff like that. And apparently he's done it twice. Mm-hmm. Now, allegedly, he's done it twice. The Biden administration has suspended him for the moment. And you still haven't heard him communicate anything saying this is not true. But while they were looking at him for one investigation in Las Vegas, there was a story of a woman whose suitcase got stolen. It had like $3,000 worth of stuff. And they had a video and it showed the person like looking at the luggage, looking around, seeing anybody was seeing anything. They look at the luggage again. Then they take it and take off. But at that time, they didn't know who it was. This was a while ago. Well, now that this other story came out, they went back and looked at it. And this guy also, Sam, put on his Instagram or TikTok videos of him wearing the stuff that the person claims that he stole. So I'm just like,
stupid criminals.
How the hell do you do this? It looks like looks like Sean Living Life said he just got fired.
Apparently, rightfully so.
Apparently. I mean, if it's true, rightfully so. But I'm like, come on, man.
Keep your crimes off of social media, man. Seriously. And maybe this guy was on social media and saw, we've all seen this video going around, right? Where you see somebody walking up, they have what looks like luggage and they put it over another bag and they snatch people's bags. maybe he saw that and said, let me try this out, see if this works.
He did. But see, this is why I travel with cheap luggage. Because no one's going to look at my bag and be like, oh, he's got some stuff in there. They're going to be like, who's this broke dude? They might put $20 in the pocket just to try to help me out. But I travel with cheap luggage because you never know. But also, who travels with $3,000 worth of jewelry in their luggage?
Yeah.
I find that to be interesting. I mean, I don't know what that lifestyle is like, but goodness.
Yeah, it's crazy. And obviously, the background check was not as good as it should have been. Or there are people who can pass a background check, and then things just kind of go, you know. Because if it's in you.
To Marcy's point, though, what if they did the background check and he passed everything because he hadn't got caught?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he hasn't been charged anything yet, so everything comes out clear. But there's just something a little too shady about this story.
Yeah.
That I'm like, how did we miss this? And then when you get to that level of a position, you can put on all the hoodies you want. You're going to get caught. There's surveillance cameras. And it's not like he just blends into a crowd. I mean, he looks different than a lot of people. It's like, dude, why would you do this to yourself? So it's unfortunate for the people whose property got stolen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for Sam, I'm just like, man, really think about what you did here, because you really embarrassed yourself and your family.
Indeed he did, man. And this could literally have easily been in this bullshit. There's quite a bit of it to get to, including Derek Jackson, including these Emory nurses. But got to kick it off with a manager at Olive Garden who got fired for talking to people about their PTO. Okay, explain this to me, because you worked in this industry.
I worked in this industry, and I worked in this city where this happened. I believe this was
Do you know this
Kansas
manager?
No, I've been out of the game for a while, but I believe it's Olive Garden that's in Overland Park, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
So we all know that the restaurant industry has been hit with a lot of short staff, trying to find people to work. It's just bad. And it's been bad since the pandemic and since
they
opened restaurants back up.
Forever.
It's been tough, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this manager got fed up and sent a memo or posted a message to all their employees and says, and this is stupid, but I feel them. I've been there. From now on, if you call off, you might as well go out and look for another job. We are no longer tolerating any excuse for calling off. If you're sick, you need to come prove it to us. If your dog died, you need to bring him in and prove it to us. If it's a family emergency and you can't say, too bad, go work somewhere else. And then I like how they tried to clean it up at the end. I hope you choose to continue to work here, and I think we management make it as easy as we can on y'all. Thank you for your time, and thank you to those who come in every day on time and work hard. I wish there were more like you.
That is just the frustration of management. What's the problem here, and why did this person get fired? I mean, I'm not understanding this. Because, let's be honest, you hire adults to work, right? And you shouldn't have to tell somebody, show up to work on mm-hmm. time and do your job. Because mm-hmm. if payday comes and the paycheck ain't right, you got a lot to say.
Okay, but if that was the case, let's use your logic.
Okay.
You and I wouldn't be in leadership positions because you don't need it, because everybody's adults. They come in and do their job. They show up on time. No one has to tell them anything or hold them accountable. They just do it because they're an adult. When you turn 18, a gene kicks off in you that says, I need to be at work on time and I have to give my all and do a good job. So it doesn't happen that way.
True.
So to me, the manager deserved to be fired. Now, the real question is, what happened to, as a manager, treat your people well,
mm-hmm.
treat them with respect,
mm-hmm.
and maybe they'll start coming into work every day.
Is that really true, though?
Well, it's better than what this person's doing. I don't care about your dead dog. Bring it here.
Okay, that was a bit
excessive. Where's Rex? Show it to me. He looks fine. You just got double sat on table 12. Let's go.
I just want to know, how do you want him to bring in a dead dog? I get it. The dog can't eat your homework every day, right? Your dog can't die every week, okay? I know there was a concert last night. There was an after party. You can't tell me the dog died again. I get that part. There's a frustration there, and that's all that was. It's like, look, you know, I don't understand what's so wrong, except for that part. I think upper management ownership was in is an animal lover, and that's the part that kind of pissed them off. Because other than that, they were like, no, I agree, they need to show their ass up at work.
Well, they do, but when I was a restaurant manager, I would tell my staff, look, if you're just hungover, just tell me that.
Yeah.
Just don't lie to me. Just tell me, hey, Terrell, I am hungover. Tell you what, can you work tonight? If you sleep it off during the day, around 2:30, 3 o'clock, I need you to drink this mixture. You will feel better in an hour. You could be here by 4:30. Those of us that worked in the restaurant industry, we know that there's ways to deal with the hangover where you can still go to work and function. But this manager, to me, deserved to be fired. And why would you put that in writing?
Yeah, that's the bad part right there. Putting it in writing. It's the paper trail, man. The paper trail is like, even though I will say this, even text messages have become the paper trail too. And then even if you call somebody or you say it in a meeting, because people are now, you know, they're doing this. And what does that mean? They're catching it on video, so it's all there.
Mm-hmm. I've seen people record phone calls. I'm like, I'm cautious. Everybody I talk to, even when I talk to you, watch what I say, just in case you got to record it.
Everything's recorded. Everything's recorded. You know who should have kept that in mind? Derek Jackson, man. So, Tasha K puts up this thing and says, hey, Derek Jackson's out with his new woman. And he replies immediately. Now, hold up. No. I'm not cheating. We're getting a divorce. We're ready to file. Before y'all started on me again and ruined this new thing I got going on, let me explain what's happening.
I'm not cheap like I did last time. I mean, allegedly last time. This is like legit. This is free and clear cheating.
But here's the crazy thing, right? So as he's putting this up, the fact is, like, not too long ago, his wife, or as he's claiming now, his soon to be ex-wife, was also up on social and reading people for saying stuff and you know, having disparaging comments against her and him and their relationship.
May the mercies of God be withdrawn from you. May your husbands and wives become widows. Let your children become fatherless. Let your seed become vagabonds on the earth. Let the words of your mouth and your words of your hands be returned back to you. Let it go down your throat and choke you slowly until your days become few on the earth. The word of God says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. You've been warned.
You've been warned. She wanted fatherless kids.
Wants people to die. See, that's somebody who needs to go to Pastor Jamal Bryant's church. She needs to hit the weed a little bit. Because she's angry. God. She big mad.
Yo, but here's the thing, though. You gave this curse / prayer to all these other people and forgot about the person in the mirror. And that shit came back tenfold immediately.
See? All the prayer warriors Yanni talks about. Sometimes... This is the vodka talking, but sometimes you should pray with your eyes closed, because sometimes the problem is right in front of your face and you're not addressing it. But also, after this whole experience with her, I will never talk trash about anybody wearing a bonnet in public, because they're going to wish all kind of evil on me. No, not going to happen.
You know, the fact that she let him put her on that live the first time with the bonnet on, it says a whole lot, right? But man, this is a serious comeback. Now, Robin has an interesting take on this. Says that was a blessing to get rid of him. And you might be right, because this man has not just started cheating, okay? This man's been cheating for a long time. That brother was at the other woman's house giving relationship advice to tell you how to stick with the one that you with. After he's about to go in to the other one.
See, this, I've not been married, so I don't know all the ins and outs of why people stay together when their partner's caught cheating or things like that. But this is bad in a lot of ways. And I hope that, yes, she didn't deserve what he did to her. Right. And he's totally wrong. But he already showed he was wrong. But look at all the money he's made. I don't think he really cares. But I hope this teaches her to, like, let me double check who I'm with. And as soon as they show you who they are, believe them and end it. Yeah. And move on. Do what you got to do. Because to me, he's embarrassed her twice now. First time, maybe you can get away with it. You did it a second time. And
well, that's embarrassed not quite nationally.
Right. Yes.
Because locally, he's embarrassed a number of times.
100%. Now, locally, it's totally different, right? It's kind of like when athletes and celebrities, it's like, okay, I know what comes with dating a quarterback of the NFL. Just don't embarrass me or my family. Mm-hmm. And the moment you do, you got to end it. But this dude is on a whole nother level. And it's almost like he's untouchable because he did it. What are people going to say? The girl he's with is happy. The kids he's hurt, the wife he's hurt, the family's hurt. They got to deal with all that, but he's good.
Well, the fatherless seed she spoke about, unfortunately, they are her own. What are you doing? Be careful what you put out there into the world, because it will boomerang and come back and get your ass. And she didn't expect that to come back that way. Read people, tell them what you feel, and then all of a sudden, here it comes right back. Gots to be more careful.
Angry. That's not the Lord.
What book was that from?
Yeah, that's...
Yo, this happened just recently, right? Last week. And these nurses at Emory University Hospital, they got on TikTok and made this video talking about their icks. That's icks. I-C-K-S. Basically, you know, talking about pet peeves, and they had quite a few of them. Here a few of them.
My ick is when you ask me how much the baby weighs, and it's still in your hands.
Dad comes outside and asks for a paternity test right outside the room door.
Another ick, when you're going room to room between one baby mama and your other baby mama.
Oh, no.
Ick.
See that? It's the unlimited trips to the nurse's station for me.
Well, if y'all would stop posting on TikTok and IG trying to show the sexy nurse, he would stop coming up to the doggone nurse's station. He's like, oh, I recognize you. You are at so-and-so and so-and-so. What you doing later?
You know, I feel zero sympathy for these people that got fired.
Why?
Well, normally you sign some type of social media agreement. So you got to think to yourself, you're going to post something on TikTok and talk about your work and what you do. Mm-hmm. You have to deal with the consequences of that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people posting on social, and you got to keep in mind, there are people out there who don't give a shit about their job.
Right.
Thus, if they get fired, it's fine. But if you worked hard to become a nurse, got all the education, and did everything you took to earn that job, you might want to hold on to it unless you have a plan B. So I'm just like, why would y'all do anything? So you deserve to get fired. But then also, why are you mad at the dad who showed up for both his baby mama's pregnancies and went back and forth room to room? That's
exactly.
Effort.
Give that man a round of applause.
That's effort. The dude is trying. How many dudes don't show up?
Yeah, y'all talk about the brothers not being there. You had the Nia Jackson over here talking about wanting fatherless seeds. This man is out here making sure he's taking care of this one and this one. No preferential treatment. He is handling both at the same time.
Well, the one I didn't like the most is they're annoyed when the mother, they put the baby in the mother's arms for the first time. And she asks, how much does it weigh? Mm-hmm. Now, I've not been in a delivery room, but I've seen a lot of TV, right? And the mother just went through a whole lot of birth. She's not asking you a dumb question, and it could be dumb to you, but she just delivered a baby. Mm-hmm. Do you think she's supposed to just like feel it herself? This feels like 5.7 pounds. Healthy, you know, whatever. That's a dumb ick to have, and I think it's pretty insensitive for them to have that standpoint.
It is. I mean, but and also just even posting this stuff. I mean, I get it. We sign a lot of documentation at work and never really read the fine print, right? I mean, think about it. How many people have an employee handbook and actually know what's in the employee handbook? Because you're held by the standards of that. Okay, one And you're the only person I know that knows exactly what's in that employee.
I know what'll get me fired. Let's just say that. That's the important part of the employee handbook. What could I get fired for? Don't do that, yeah. That, or that.
All that. Exactly. The important parts. Good point. Because if you don't know what's in there, but you've signed it, and it's amazing. In any profession you go into, there are people who literally say things, and you're like, you know, you signed a document. That's why you can't do that. Because if you tell them, hey, you can't do this. Why? Because such and such. No, because you signed a document saying. And that's what happened with these women. I mean, because Emery came out saying, look, it's about the patients. And here's the problem that I have with this, too. It's not just that they posted this video, but there are other patients who said they could feel the energy when they were in there, right? Mm. And I get it. You're bored at work. You're like, let's do this. But that's the conversation you have at the water cooler. That's the conversation you have at happy hour amongst yourselves. You don't record it, and you don't put it on social. Especially in your scrubs.
You don't. And I think there's different types of jobs out there. And I think everybody has a gripe or frustration with whatever they do for a living. Mm-hmm. If your job is to take care of people or their children that they birth, shut the hell up on social. Go home, tell the story to your friend. Don't post a video about how people at work annoy you. Always sick, always pressing the button because they can't breathe. You know, they peed on themselves and they need help. Jesus Christ, you know, like that's your job. That's what you signed up for. Does the garbage man get mad every time there's trash on the side of the street? No, that's their job. They signed up for it. Is the mailman, you see the flag up, he's like, this bullshit, this house, every day, got some outgoing mail. Always got something to send. Send an email. This bullshit.
The person in the drive-thru, somebody always got to come through and order something.
Dude, when I worked in a restaurant industry all the time, people get mad. I'm like, you're open, right? We have food and they're hungry. Mm-hmm. Why are you upset? Busy, well, we close in 30 minutes. And?
Exactly. Busy is good because it's when you're not busy that you need to worry, because that's when things are slowing down. And you know what that means? Ownership goes, where can we cut?
Well, they're not cutting nurses in a shortage.
Well, apparently they did, because they cut all four of those. I mean, you see they got hired.
But apparently they got picked up someplace else. Someone else is like, y'all did what? I saw that TikTok. That was hilarious. When can you start?
We need that kind of coverage over here.
Yeah, we agree with you 100%. Get in there.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, don't forget, January 4th, we're back. That's going to be a Wednesday. And back for Terrell's favorite show, Married at First Sight, Season 16, Nashville. I mean, you thought there was going to be a little break that you'd have until the end of January. You'd be able to, you know, slowly step into the new year. Uh-uh. They were like, nope, we're starting this thing off right from the top. And we're adding extra episodes. So I think it's, what, 20 episodes? No, 23 episodes this next season.
I still haven't healed from the last one. Can I talk about my ick with Married at First Sight? Let's talk about that.
What is your ick, sir? Let's hear your.
That's all right. We don't have time. We have to save that.
I just want to get it out. You know, let's make you feel better about this as we move on.
No, it's just, you know what my ick about this show. It's just the concept is dumb. They don't have a good success rate. It's a whole lot of drama, and way too many commercials.
Now, I've seen people ask about a couple other things, like, you know, Love Without Borders. We talked about potentially doing Ready to Love. So, I know there's a second one we'll probably be doing in the new year. We'll let you know for sure. But definitely January 4th, right back here. And that's what this is for right here. As we do these lives, getting ready to do the Married at First Sight recaps live. Oh, boy, that's going to be interesting.
It's going to be interesting. I got to tame my drinking. I gotta wait until the 40th commercial. That's when it's about the last hour. Then I can pour my first drink.
You might want to wait till the 80th commercial.
But that means I got a whole 30 minutes left.
Oh my God. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of the random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.